Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I am talking this afternoon with former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development, current 2024 Institute of Politics Fellow at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. She's been in public service for nearly 30 years. She served across three presidential administrations. Her name is Alejandra Castillo. She's with me this afternoon talking about this looming catastrophe in healthcare. And we listened to, just before the break, you know, Donald Trump saying during the debate, "I've got concepts of a plan for the repeal of the ACA." Magic Mike, I call him, Marionette Mike Johnson, the president's puppet, saying, "We got pages and pages of a plan that no one has ever seen." Again, with the ACA repeal legislation having failed 60 plus times, here's the polling on this is what puzzles me as a political question, Alejandra, right? We know that people are going to see 100% plus premium increases. People are going to go without insurance. If they have a medical emergency, people may die because they won't go get the help that they need. And when we look at ACA polling, back in 2024, it had an unfavorability rating of negative 10. It was in the minus. It now stands, the ACA polls at a favorability rating of plus 30 points. Again, more enrollees in the ACA exchanges are Republicans than Democrats. Why is it? I don't even understand the political point here. I don't think Republicans are winning on this political point, and yet they seem determined to dig their heels in. The Senate votes on the CR haven't changed a bit. What do you think politically might change? Are we looking at a shutdown that ekes into November and people start getting their premium notices?
Well, let me also share with you some most recent data as well.
So
polling from the Data for Progress and Groundwork Collaborative finds that 73% of American voters, including 65% of Republicans, are very or somewhat concerned about rising healthcare prices. I think Washington is not listening. I think Washington is really not paying attention to what's happening on the ground. Voters are understanding because they're getting their notices already. In Wisconsin, in the next few weeks before November or on November 1st, people will definitely be getting those notices. So I think there's definitely a disconnect as to what's happening. And the clip you showed, you presented right before the break, Speaker Johnson is very aware that you can't uproot ACA. Not because it's so liked and everything. It's because it works. People like it because it works for the first time in many decades. I've heard of folks who have gotten health care. They had never dreamt of having health care coverage, and it was thanks to ACA. So I think Washington is not listening. I think in the next few weeks, especially this weekend, as many individuals around the country go to the No Kings March. We need to raise our voices so that this brinkmanship is not on the backs of Americans.
And if you don't want to take Madam Assistant Secretary's word for it, you don't want to take my word for it, Jacob, we're going to listen to Cut 58 here. Listen to a Republican, not 58, Cut 93. This is a Republican, GOP Senator Steve Davies, on CNBC admitting that costs are going up a huge amount. A MAGA senator actually let the truth slip out. Take a listen to this.
Are you in favor of extending the COVID Obama subsidy or the subsidies for Obamacare?
I'm not. You look at this was always meant to be a temporary emergency COVID era subsidy. It's a $350 billion price tag. And it is absolutely rife with fraud, waste, and abuse. And
why?
So it is not a good idea to extend it. We don't deny the fact there are increases coming in healthcare costs and insurance premiums.
So what in the hell are you doing about it? You've worked in government for a long time. I've worked in government for a long time. I have always believed that when I serve in government, especially as a leader, I'm effectively a fiduciary of a taxpayer dollar. I was always looking for places that I could make things more efficient and effective. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater, depriving tens of millions of Americans of their right, I'm going to say human right, to access health care and obtain health insurance is not how you make something more efficient or effective. It's how you break the whole damn thing.
I find it also fascinating to speak about a price tag when they were, voting for the big brutal bill.
Yeah.
That was not relevant, right? You know, you're absolutely right. As public servants, we are fiduciaries of the public trust, right? Yes. The efficiency of how we manage and run not only our bureaus, but our programs, our budget, not to mention, inspector generals that no longer are in the government, who were also those watchdogs. And we go into public service with the trust that we are here to do the public good. But I find it fascinating that, tax breaks for billionaires never comes into play or is discussed. But when we have to cut, then it's cutting healthcare. The most, as you well pointed out, the most primary of rights and of our dignity. We yes. also need to take, consider the dignity of somebody who's ill. When you have an ill, somebody in your family who needs to go to a hospital. We didn't even touch on rural healthcare.
Yes.
Which in this country is, and in Wisconsin, in places all across
it is in the jeopardy.
Midwest is in jeopardy. So I am very passionate about this. I want to see the hope at the end of the road. I hope the Democrats stay strong because this is an issue that is key to every family across the country.
Because every American deserves affordable health insurance, regardless of who you voted for. We're going to leave it there. I hope, Madam Assistant Secretary, you come back soon. I'd love to talk with you again.
As long as you call me Alejandra.
Alejandra, we will have you back indeed. I give the shutdown update and a bit of Ask Maggie coming up next, so stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network.